News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Okay, let's get even deeper into what Kinsale is about. We asked the local TDs from this constituency, it's in the Cork South West constituency, to drop into us here in Acton's Hotel in Kinsale this morning. We'll be talking to Independent TD Michael Collins and Margaret Murphy O'Mahony in a few moments. Margaret Murphy O'Mahony of Fianna Fáil, of course. Before that, though, the third TD in the constituency, Minister Jim Daly, he had official business in the West this morning, so he couldn't be with us. But before going on air, I caught up with him. I began by asking what we could expect in next week. Budget.
I think everybody is aware at this stage that the fiscal space is limited, so I don't think that's going to be huge, dramatic increases. And I think that's a good thing. I think the Taoiseach and the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donohue, and Leo Varadkar will both set out, I think, maybe an indication of their plans for the future as opposed to what they would. I think it would give us an indication of the direction we're going to go, which will be steady, incremental increases. It won't be the boom and bust politics that we're used to, where there was some big giveaways in budget. I think it will be just more a nod to the future of as resources allowed.
Okay, I'm thinking about the people of Kinsale and by extension the people of Ireland, because we've identified they are a microcosm of Ireland. Things like childcare, like housing, like taxation, they're the big issues for those people, I think it's fair to say. What can we expect in those areas?
Well, I think the Taoiseach has spoken all the time about giving the squeezed middle a break, and I think there are the very issues like childcare, like housing and like taxation. The three dollars are very much for those who have been seen to be paying for everything heretofore and haven't been given a break. I think you'll see more of a move towards that, and to see, the Taoiseach has already indicated about tax, possible tax breaks for people in the middle, what we call the middle income earners. And I think it's a variety. You talk about Kinsale. I mean, if you look at a constituency like Cork South West, you see there it has been a variety of both tax cuts, and I'm talking specifically about the reduction in VAT rate, the tourism VAT rate, which has been a huge contribution to the economy locally because we rely very heavily on tourism, and also an investment in infrastructure. And it's about getting that balance right. And heretofore, in an area like West Cork, we've seen, schools have been a huge benefactor of multi-millions of euro in West Cork. We have initiatives like the Signal Tower down in Kinsale, which is the beginning point of the Wild Atlantic Way, hugely successful tourist organisation, our tourist initiative led by the government. So I suppose it's getting that balance right of tax cuts and investment in infrastructure, and I think you'll see that in this budget.
Okay, that was Jim Daly, the Minister for State, talking to me a little earlier. We have the other two TDs from the constituency of Cork South West with us in studio now, Margaret Murphy O'Mahony of Fianna Fáil, Michael Collins, Independent TD. You're both very welcome. Look, we're looking out the window here of Acton's Hotel. It is a beautiful morning here. You live in a beautiful part of the world. But Margaret, I suppose there are problems here like anywhere else, and people have challenges here like anywhere else. What would you like to see in terms of next week's budget, in terms of addressing those challenges?
Absolutely, Shane. First of all, can I welcome you and the team to beautiful Kinsale and beautiful Cork South West. Shane, I think the fiscal space for budget 2018 must be allocated on at least a 2-to-1 basis in favour of expenditure and investment in services over tax cuts. I think it must prioritise expenditure on vital public services and tax cuts for the middle and lower income workers. And I think those most hurt by the recession will be best served on this 2-to-1.
Okay, so basis. A greater emphasis on public services, but whatever money there is to come in tax, it's the squeeze middle that should be addressed, basically. Is that in a nutshell?
Yes, I think the squeeze middle, I suppose, epitomises really, most people. And I think they deserve a break. They are, these are the people who are paying for everything. And like housing, health, education, employment, childcare, these are all issues that must be addressed. And, the people of Kinsale, the same as everywhere else in West Cork, the same as everywhere else in Ireland, really, deserve a break.
Yeah, we were talking to Niamh, a mother of three here a little bit earlier. She mentioned, she was talking about childcare and the challenges from childcare. I presume that's an issue you want to see addressed as well?
Yes, absolutely. And I suppose anything that can help people with children, is very welcome. And childcare, it's actually another mortgage on people, and you know, it is something that has to be addressed. And
okay.
I suppose with the fiscal space, as we know, will be like roughly between 300 and 500 million. You know, the scopes for tax measures is extremely limited, but you know, we are proposing a reduction of the USC middle rate from 5% to 4.5%,
okay,
which will benefit all of those earning
works.
Just
absolutely.
Over 18,000.
I want to bring in Michael Collins, the Independent TD. Michael, what's the emphasis for you? What's the priority for you in the budget next week?
In general, I suppose the investment in infrastructure is hugely important for West Cork. That's something that this government or previous governments have failed to deliver.
When you say infrastructure, what do you mean? I mean, the roads are decent here, aren't they?
The roads are in appalling state.
Okay,
we have had little or no investment in our main roads into West Cork in 71 or the R581 or the R582. I think we need
the N71 is the one people know that it goes through the lovely kind of towns along West Cork.
We have situations where people are, you know, trying to create employment in West Cork and finding it very difficult with our road infrastructure. We also have broadband issues. We need better investment and better focus on broadband and mobile phone coverage in West Cork. It's a huge issue, broadband is. And it can create huge employment in rural towns and rural villages. I think housing, of course, as you mentioned earlier on, is a big, big issue. And
big
it's a
issue
huge
across
issue
the nation,
like
isn't it?
Yeah. Where people, you know, can't find homes on HAP, can't find council housing. I know there's talks of 40 houses being built next year, which is greatly welcome in Kinsale and in places like that. And also people, that young people that are trying, they're out there working hard. They can't get a mortgage from the bank because they're not earning enough. And then they go for a council loan, they're being told they're earning too much. And they're falling between
Catch
two stools. And they're people that are willing to go out there and try and build their own home, and that's even been...
We're 22 kilometres, I think, from Cork City. Is there, we've been hearing an awful lot in recent weeks and months about this boundary change, the Cork County versus Cork City. Is it a big issue for you?
It's going to be a huge issue. It's going to be it'll be devastating for Cork County if this is going to go ahead. I think it's a very, very, very bad proposal. I think there needs to be serious changes made to this if they're going to extend the city boundary. It's going to be have a devastating effect on rural communities in West Cork.
Good for Cork City? Is what good for Cork City not good for Cork?
Absolutely. Cork should be looking as a whole, as one as a whole. Not. It's a bit, to be honest with you, the best way to describe it is a Brexit for West Cork, and it'll be devastating, as I said.
Come on.
And another thing too, Shane.
Right, that's a bit of a stretch. Isn't it a Brexit for Cork?
It's an estimated it could cost up to 80 million for rural parts of Cork. Like, and that's something we can't afford to lose. At the moment, we're falling well behind anyway. And this is going to take us way down the league.
Okay. Margaret, is it an issue as far as you're concerned?
Yes, it is. It is absolutely a huge issue and will be detrimental for West Cork if it goes through. And I suppose the McKinnon report also recommended, you know, that there would be negotiations, and there has been very, very little negotiations so far.
Okay. Money is tight. Just to close, I'm going to ask one of you, give me one priority. If Pascal Donoghue's listening this morning, he has, I don't know, 50, 100 million euro to spend. What's the one thing you want to see us spend the money on? Margaret, you first, maybe.
Oh, Shane, there'd be five or six, you know, like, as I said previously.
Money's too tight for five or six, Margaret. We need to prioritise.
It's not really, like housing, health, education, employment, childcare. You know, all of those are very, very important. And I suppose what I don't like that is starting to slip into this budget negotiations are, you know, talking about future budgets. Budget 18 should be about budget 18, you know, and budgets are about linking expenditure to commitments and not making promises for never land.
What did Keane say about in the long run we're all dead, so focus on the here and now.
Absolutely.
Michael Collins, what your one priority?
Like Margaret, it's very hard to just pick one thing because there's a lot that wouldn't cost a whole pile to bring, you know, bring West Cork. You have to look at he keeping the 9% tax rate for the tourism industry.
It's a massive thing in
but right throughout West Cork all the way down.
It's Skull, where you're from, I imagine, in Bandon, where Margaret is from.
But also we need to look at the HSE and the expenditure. There's money can be saved at the HSE and stop, cut out the management, look after the people that need a bit of home health on the ground. This is what's wrong here. You have to look at our national schools, where we have parents out there trying to keep the doors open in small national schools in West Cork, right throughout West Cork. So there's a lot of issues here that need to be addressed by the Minister. He has an ideal opportunity to do that, and I hope he can.
Pascal, if you're listening, there's a long list here that's been presented from Michael Collins, Independent TD, and from Margaret Murphy O'Mahony, who, of course, is Fianna Fáil TD for this constituency. Thanks to both of you for dropping into us. Back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast from gorgeous Kinsale, also known as Ireland's Town. Stay with us.